tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So whatsoever season of life you find yourself in, God has equipped you to flourish, right? To live in the transforming power and beauty of His grace. And so as we age, we can easily lose sight of this message as cultural ideals glorifying youth take center stage, right? It becomes an easy thing to forget that we are still valuable even in our older years. In this reassuring conversation, Dr. Tolagbe is going to be reminding us that there is a certain incomparable beauty in age and such. Let us do it graciously. Dr. Tolagbe, good afternoon to you, ma'am, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Doing very great, and happy holidays.
Yes, indeed. It's been sweet.
Yeah,
right here.
Is it? Oh, we thank the Lord. I'm trusting that we find you well and you've been enjoying together with the family on your end.
Right, that's very true. It's been lovely. I praise the Lord.
Marvelous, marvelous. Ma'am, thank you so much for joining us, especially in such a time for families. And you're saying, no, an appointment is an appointment, and we really need to still educate and inform and edify our listeners. Thank you so much for that privilege. We appreciate you.
It's a pleasure. I want to do it over and over again. I love the Lord. Amen.
So as we begin, we're talking here aging with grace. We're talking those senior years. Which years are these that can be defined as senior years?
Well, the senior years are the years around 60, but definitely 65 mm-hmm. and above. Mm-hmm. Those are the years when your work will say, well, go home, go rest, enjoy family and grandchildren. So we are talking about the ages, especially 65 and above. Mm-hmm. These are the senior years. They call them these years also retirement years. And they are years that are filled with many interesting episodes in life. This season of life, if I'm not there, I will have said, oh, yeah, but I just clocked into that year today, incidentally,
oh,
interestingly.
Wow. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yes, there are some things that if we know ahead mm-hmm. before we get into these years, mm-hmm. then we float into it and really enjoy the days mm-hmm. of these years. But because many are not aware of what they should expect, many times they get caught up with events that they did not prepare for. And if they mm-hmm. know that there are some things, that signs that are showing up in earlier years, and they know that if they take care of those signs and symptoms on mm-hmm. time, then they're going to have better years ahead in retirement age. Because I never knew grandchildren can be fun until you have grandchildren.
Okay.
But
okay.
if you have grandchildren and you do not have the health to enjoy them, then it's going to be very sad, because you'll be looking at the children and they are dragging you, grandma, grandpa, let's move. And then you cannot move. And then children are looking at old age as death already coming. But no, in fact, with the baby boomers in this age category at this time, they are not giving up very quickly. They are taking care of themselves. They are having supplements. They are exercising. They are moving, because they know that this is very, very fundamental to living, moving. Not reclining in the chair. Of course, there's time to rest, but not reclining all the time and refusing to exercise. I should end with exercise, but I just decide, well, let me start
Let's
with
bring
this
it
because
into
for
the,
me, this is the most exciting part of aging is to continue to move. Walking is the best exercise. Getting a good tennis shoe or a good sandals on and walking, or doing some gardening, is a wonderful way of keeping the blood circulation going and keeping life on and on. So I just want to talk about a few things that have been found by researchers, that if we start seeing those things on time and we work with them, then we are going to enjoy this time of the season of life.
Okay.
And we will age with grace. That's the thing. So there are Those who have poor pulmonary function, that is, they have problems with coughing, with issues of infection of the lower lungs, especially, they should deal with it on time before they move into their 60s. They shouldn't leave the coughing. Well, if you smoke, you will cough. So it would be a good time to leave smoking very quickly as soon as possible. Because those who smoke, they are not able to enjoy their retirement age. They are going to come down with serious lung infections, lung issues, and seriously, it could even be lung cancer. And that is when sad situations occur. So that is one thing that we need to take care of time. We shouldn't be coughing indefinitely. We should not have issues that when you walk a little bit, you find that you can't breathe properly. It could be the lungs, it could be the heart. Then we're talking about the poor pulmonary function has been found to be associated with lower mental functioning in later years. Well, it's interesting how the parts of the body, how they relate. Very interesting, because one would have thought, what has the lungs got to do with my brain functioning? But that's what researchers have found. Poor pulmonary function, poor mental functioning, and that means forgetting easily. That means, if possible, having dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and all those type of diseases that's got to do with ability to function mentally, then there will be problems. Then we have joint problems, joint impairment. You know, the way you can know that your joints and your muscles are good, take the back of your thigh and squeeze the back of your thigh. If you can squeeze it and it is tight and tough, then you are going to enjoy later years being able to move about. Mobility is still good. You can still build your fence. You can still plant your garden and stick your tomatoes and your cucumbers, and you can still plant yam if you are in Africa, for instance. And then
now, before you
go
on, talk,
enjoy life.
Bring back that test. You're saying, what do you do with the back of the thigh?
Hold the back of your thighs and squeeze it.
Okay.
Like you have, you're washing clothes and you're squeezing your cloth to dry the water out of it.
Yeah.
And see how firm it is. The firmer, the better. If it is not firm, if it's just flabby, you need to get walking and get some exercise going so that you can have better tight.
You're worrying us now. Eh? What I'm feeling here is not encouraging. Okay, I guess it's working for me then.
Okay, so keep practicing, keep checking on yourself, increase your walk every day to at least 1,000 steps per day. Maybe we can get a pedometer. I encourage our listener, get a pedometer, put it on your waist and start walking. Make sure you clock 1,000 steps per day. 24 hours, if possible, 2,000 steps, and move on to 3,000 steps per day. You will see that those thigh muscles will be very firm. I promise you.
Okay.
It works. Now, the other thing before our time runs out is that don't play with diabetes. Diabetes and getting old, they are just not friends. Diabetes make the body deteriorate very, very fast, because diabetes destroy the cells of the body depending on where the weakness is. So once the blood sugar is not normal, begin to put into effect getting rid of diabetes. Don't manage diabetes, just get rid of it. Get on a walking program and change your diet from animal to plant-based diet, and you will get off diabetes. Because the higher what the natural healthcare givers call the free radicals, they like to use that word a lot. If you aren't taking a lot of foods that are filled with antioxidants, that is fresh vegetables, fruits, especially the berries, they are very high in antioxidants. They help get rid of those type of cells that are going to be working against others, destroying others. So you get rid of them very quickly, the extra oxygen that are not supposed to be in the system. But interestingly, do you know, Derek, that if you chew well, you have better brain cells.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe explain. What is chew well? Is it chewing 24 times?
You chew your food. Well, some say how many teeth you have is number of times you chew before you swallow, 32.
Ha!
That's what they say. But then make sure you chew. The general guideline is that you chew your food until it is liquid before you swallow it. That's the guiding rule.
So your teeth must become a blender.
Solid, if it's still chunky, well, don't get into the blender. Chew it. No. Don't drink your solid food. Chew it. No, and that's why we don't recommend the use of fruit juices.
No, I was saying that I must my teeth basically must become a blender. I must chew until my food is liquid.
Oh yes. Your teeth should become your blender. Yeah, I didn't hear you very well. That was why I said that.
Okay.
So yes, the teeth should become our blender and chew our food very well, because scientists have found that those who chew their food very well, they increase in learning ability, as they did with the mice, and they found that they are able to cope with tasks better, far better than rats that they remove their molars. Interesting.
Yeah, very
interesting. But I know time runs very fast once we are on this program. But one thing I want to mention before time actually is out of reach for us at this time is about growth hormones. We need growth hormones to continue to repair cells that are destroyed, because our body is like burning firewood. When we burn, we have ashes. And when we burn, we have energy. Now, we must burn. And when we burn, we do have ashes. These are waste products. The way to get rid of waste products is to have hormones, growth hormones, that are able to replenish and give us new ones. And you know, 65 and above, we are not going to grow new ones very fast. So the ones that are growing, we need to encourage them by living the best lifestyle possible. And do you know the secret to this? Sleep.
Okay. Oh.
Sleep.
Just that?
Yes, sleep. Yes, just that. Sleep 3 hours before midnight. Just that.
Okay.
Because if you sleep after midnight, you are not going to produce the growth hormones at that age. So we want to sleep before, at least 2 hours before midnight, but better still, 3 hours before midnight. Then we produce the growth hormones that is needed so much after 65, because we don't naturally have growth hormones as little ones. The children, they have all that just steadily. They run around, they do all this, and they have all those things still in the prime of life. But we are getting to the end of life now, and we are not going to grow those cells as fast as they are needed to cope with the responsibilities that we carry on a daily basis. So the best way that has been found in which we are going to have those growth hormones is when we sleep. When we sleep 3 hours before midnight. It's okay to wake up very early, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, if we go to sleep at least 3 hours before midnight. I don't want to forget that, because that is very important with exercise too.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yes, these are important things that we need to keep in mind. And of course, we are told that if we restrict total calories, especially from refined sugar, table sugar, because they accelerate aging. So if we have sweet tooth, it's time to change.
In fact, that's going to be tough.
Sweet is not good for us when we are getting into the latter part of life. They accelerate aging. They make us age faster. They make us have wrinkles. The skin is not as supple, as fresh as it would have been if we are taking all these heavy calories. It's work for the body to digest our food. It's a lot of work, because we are no more as active as we were in earlier years. I mean, you call it retirement age, and therefore we're not doing as much as we used to do. So we don't need all the food that the younger ones are eating. We need to have less calories. Yes, the scientists are showing us more and more that those who have less calorie intake, as they age, they live longer. And one of the ways in which we can help with less calorie intake is not to eat that evening meal. 2 meals a day, a very wonderful, good breakfast, like a king, and a good lunch.
Hey, even at that age, old age.
Yes, even at that, especially at the old age.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Doc, maybe before you continue, we've got some questions that come through on our WhatsApp line. To our listeners, we are currently having a conversation with Dr. Atol Agbe. It's our lifestyle feature every Friday right here on the Maranatha Drive. We do this. And today we are talking about aging with grace. And she's saying for you to age with grace, you need to be preparing that period when you are still in your younger years. And we've got a question here coming through on our WhatsApp line. And we've got... this is Brother Emmanuel, and he is saying, please ask the good evening to you, sir. He starts by greeting. He says, please ask the doctor, what can one do to improve memory loss associated with the poor pulmonary function you were mentioning earlier?
I would say, one, make sure your water intake is at least 10 cups per day, which is about 2 to 3 liters of water per day. I mentioned sleeping 3 hours before midnight, very, very critical for memory retrieval. Let me use that word, if you can retrieve the lost memory.
Okay.
Sleeping, I found in my practice as a healthcare practitioner in natural healthcare that when we start sleeping at 9 p.m., we begin to have better memory. Our ability to learn improves. I have found that to be true in my attempt to memorize Bible verses. I had problems with memorizing the Bible because I wasn't taught that way. I just read, I understand, and that's it. But then I learned that it's necessary for me to keep the Word of God in mind. And I found that to memorize was a work. But when I began to have 8 hours of sleep per night, when I was drinking enough water per day, at least 10 cups of water, that is 10, 8 meal, and I'm eating a plant-based diet. I move around during the day. I weed some weeds from my garden. I plant at the planting season. I do some work outside, take the alley, sunlight. And I found that I could memorize the Bible far better than before. And it's still improving as I continue to do these things. So these are the things that I will first of all throw at you that, yes, start doing these things and see what happens. You will see that indeed you start increasing in your ability to memorize, which shows that your mental acuity is improving.
Indeed, indeed. No, that is powerful. That is powerful. No, thank you so much for that. And I've got another listener here just mentioning that indeed 9 o'clock is the best time to sleep. You know, you get some melatonin in you. And she's been, the listener here saying they've been saying this to everybody. Thank you so much for that, Doc. Maybe, Doc, I'm going to then ask that you give us your closing remarks and your last statements that you had prepared for us this afternoon.
Yes, what I thought I should do to say bye for now is to keep in mind that we will age and to help us remember that we cannot be stagnant and that if we want to continue to live life to the fullest, which is what God has promised us, life in abundance, then we should remain alert. Alert to keep the word of God in our heart and to remember that it is only through him that we have the power to continue to live. So we should not forget that trust in God, to keep our trust in God firm and secure and to share with others what the Lord is doing with us and for us. An attitude of gratitude. That I will emphasize. Very, very important.
Marvelous stuff, an attitude of gratitude. Doctor, thank you so much for your time again this afternoon, and especially during the holiday period, we truly appreciate you taking the time. But also, even on your birthday, we again say happy birthday to you and long life to you as you enter these senior years. Age with grace, Doc, age with grace.
Amen, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Until next week, have a blessed time and a happy new year to you.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.